The resolution urges Sheriff Ted Jackson to bar U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, from using county facilities. It also asks the sheriff to decline so-called detainers. Those are requests from ICE to hold inmates up to 48 hours after their scheduled release so ICE can assume custody. Commission Chairman John Eve says the county needs to hit the pause button on some of ICE's policies until the federal government agrees to repay the county for all compliance costs.
In terms of reimbursement, in terms of how long these folks will be adjudicated or processed, we felt that there was a lot of ambiguity and the taxpayers of Fulton County might be caught holding the bag, so to speak.
Similar measures have passed in New York City and Cook County, Illinois, though Fulton's is just a resolution, like a suggestion for the sheriff's office. It passed 6-0 Wednesday with Commissioner Liz Hausman abstaining. Hausman says the sheriff wasn't consulted.
And I know he puts a high priority on public safety. So for him to have not been consulted, I found to be extremely disrespectful and disappointing.
Hausman says immigration is a federal, not county issue, and that Fulton has bigger problems, like the budget. In a statement, a spokesperson for the sheriff's office said in the last 3 years, ICE has made detainer requests for less than 1% of its inmates. She said the county notifies ICE when a case is resolved, but doesn't hold inmates past their scheduled release. In a statement, ICE says it works cooperatively with law enforcement partners throughout Georgia as the agency seeks to enforce its priorities. ICE says Fulton received around $18,000 last year in reimbursements. The agency has said similar policies in other states could be a violation of federal law. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.